with a complimentary meal. Some restrictions apply. Ask your server for details.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Back here with Mel Pearson on the Mel Pearson Show. The Huskies will play Ferris State on Friday night, 7:37. 7 o'clock is our pregame time here on Mix 93 for those who will not be traveling. And we're really looking forward to it. We beat them, Coach, pretty good in that Friday game down in Big Rapids, 5-1. They came back strong and had a good game against us to beat us 3-2. And then we split up here. It's a really good matchup, isn't it, these two teams?
Well, it really is. When you look at their team, they've got some really good forwards. Kyle Shemp, Babinski, Robertson, Mackin, Mayhew. Just to name a few. And then you go on their defensive core. I really like their defensive core. They're sort of built like us back there with Simon Denis and Asalimi, Lonnie. Not big guys, but strong guys, and move the puck well, skate well. And then, Darren Smith had a heck of a year in net. So good challenge for us. Real good challenge, big challenge. And, we talked about a lot lately that it's not who we're playing. We're playing against the game right now. We're playing against ourselves and our standard of play. Like Jimmy Warden said, we know we have a good team, but, we have to do it every day in practice and then get in good habits. And, I explained it to Mason Blacklock this week. I asked Mason if he played the piano at all. And he said, yeah, when I was growing up, and I did a little bit. And I said, okay, well, if I came and asked you to play some Bach, composition right now, and could you do it? And he says, no. And I said, well, why? He goes, well, I haven't practiced. I haven't played for a while. And I said, well, CJ, do you play guitar? Yeah. Could you play? Oh, absolutely. And I said, why? Well, I play it every day. And so we have to make sure when we come to practice, that we work hard and do all the things we need to do. So when you get in the game, you're used to it, and that you have to practice. Practice makes you so much better. So, but it's going to be a hard-fought game. It's going to be a hard-fought game, but we're playing against ourselves. We're playing ourselves up to our standard of play, which we talk about a lot. There's a certain standard that we need to play with to have success against anybody, and that's how we're looking at it.
Tickets are available at the Central Ticket Office. You can go to buyhuskiestickets.com, or you can go to ticketmaster.com. for the tickets for the Final Five. And again, the first game will be a 4 o'clock game. That'll be Minnesota State, who won yesterday, shutting out the Lakers by a score of 3-0. And they will take on Bowling Green State University in that early game. So 4 o'clock for that game. If you're heading down, Huskies will play the nightcap at 7:37. Tickets, again, available at buyhuskiestickets.com, or you can go to ticketmaster.com for all the details on that.
Yeah, it's going to be a real good weekend of hockey. I think the price is really good. They've lowered the price for all session pass, and I think trying to make it affordable for anybody who wants to come down there. But anyway, I got to throw a shout-out to the Blue Line Club. For Saturday night, they sponsored the towels that they gave away. I walked into the rink and on Saturday at about 4:30, and here I see they're putting a towel on each seat.
Every seat.
And there are about maybe 10 of them from the Blue Line Club. And what a nice memento. And thank you for all your support to the Blue Line Club. I also want to thank anyone who put a bid on the John Scott jersey. That goes to help our student fan group, the Mitch's Mitfists, finance their trip down every year, and they're headed down to Grand Rapids, and they're trying to, you know, students they're not rich. They don't have the most money. So any help they could get. And I think the winning bid on that jersey is $550, and it goes to a real good cause to help our student group get down to Grand Rapids to support us. So a lot of really neat things going on away from our team that really help support our team. And thank you for all that.
I wanted to ask you about the pairwise and your thoughts. Yeah. We drop a spot, even though we get the two wins, and we go to 15th. We're 15th going into the Final Five weekend. A lot of people asking, obviously, you know, if Tech does not win out, can they still get into the tournament? And I guess we don't know, but I guess I want to get your opinion on
it. Well, yeah, you don't know, and that's why you don't want to leave it that. So I think, unfortunately, for what it is this year, our league has done poorly in non-conference games. And, you know, not our team. You know, we had a pretty good record. And but having said that, that we're part of the league, and your reflection is to other leagues, your pairwise, and they have these bonus points. So when you beat a top 20 team, you get bonus points. And I think we have the lowest bonus points of anybody in our league, any other leagues in our team individually. So we're up against that. But having said that, you know, all we can do is win games and then let everything else sort of take care of itself. But you know, we know what's at stake going in. We know what we have to do. The only way you can guarantee yourself a spot in the tournament is to win two games this weekend. You know, it's a mini tournament. We have to do whatever we can to get in that final game on Saturday. That's the bottom line. That's we're focusing on that game to get in, and then you have a chance. And I think there, you know, there's a lot of probabilities that probably go into it. I know we definitely have to win one game, else, you know, but I'm not even going to worry about that. We have to get in that championship game, and that's, we're going to set our sights on that, and then we win Saturday, we're in. And the beauty of it, at least you know that. At least you know that. At least you know you're on the bubble. And if you leave anything for chance, you might be disappointed. So we can't leave anything for chance. When that puck drops Friday, we got to be on. And then hopefully we get through that game and you get into the championship game and you restart and go from there.
I know you're on the committee, Coach. When it comes down to the 16 teams that get in, right, the 10 after the automatic bids, how much human input can be implemented into this?
Absolutely none. I think the coach's body wanted it that way. They didn't want any backroom politicking going on, and they just, it's straight by the numbers. There's no politicking and whatnot. Now, after the year, in June, you know, you can we get input from the coaches and work on the numbers that might alter things. But
gotcha.
But when it gets, it's all straight numbers. There's no, the only thing the committee has the opportunity to do is to where to put teams, right, in the seeding. So you have bands, you have 4-1 seeds, 4-2, 4-3, 4-4. And then we can sort of move those seedings around. So it doesn't have to be a straight 1 versus 16 or 2 versus 15. You know, because of some of the rules we have in the matchup. So, but other than that, it's just straight numbers and pretty cut and dry. So everybody, which is good, everybody understands it, should understand it for the most part, and knows, you know, what's going to happen.
I guess the reason I brought it up is sometimes you see teams are tied in, right, the pairwise rankings, and there are some differences in the actual points. I understand that even when they're tied, but how does that all factor in?
Well, basically, if two teams are tied, you have comparisons, okay, and how many comparisons you win, and then if all the comparisons are equal, then you get down to the RPI as the deciding factor. So if you have a higher RPI than I do, I'm out of luck. So, but there's a lot of things that are going to happen, and we just have to focus in on Ferris State and Friday and be ready to go when that puck drops.
It's going to be a blast. We can't wait. Again, tickets are available for the Final Five weekend. I just want to say what a great crowd on Saturday night. Yeah. And just to be down there on the ice, everybody's still kind of beaming about that. So a nice gesture by you, I thought, Coach, and your staff. And way to go, Huskies. We'll be there on Friday evening. 7 o'clock is the start of our pregame, and we will have the drop of the puck at 7:37, Van Andel Arena, home of the Griffins. And Coach, we wish you the best of luck and safe travels.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. And again, big shout out to the fans. What a great year we had at home. And it's sort of sad that we don't have any more home games. But again, thank you very much for all your support. And go Bulldogs. Great job.